This might be a first. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a note to President Trump suggesting he postpone his State of the Union address because of the government shutdown. The shutdown is now 26 days in and counting. Some federal employees are being called back to work, like IRS workers who process tax returns, but their paychecks will remain on hold. Meantime, one place where federal employees are not going back to work, the U.S. immigration courts. Saul Gonzalez of KCRW in Santa Monica has that story.
In the lobby of the U.S. Immigration Court building in downtown L.A., there's a notice informing visitors the court is closed because of the government shutdown. And if you miss the notice, the private security guards at the front desk will tell you.
Hey, guys. Immigration courts are all closed? Everything's closed. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
On normal days, this is one of the busiest immigration courts in the country, with over 76,000 cases on its docket annually. Many of those cases involving migrants seeking political asylum in the U.S.
And each of the courtrooms are just jam-packed with people.
And today, a ghost town.
Absolutely a ghost town.
Ashley Tabador is an immigration judge assigned to this court, and she's president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. Tabador says the country's understaffed immigration system was already struggling with a crushing backlog of cases, and the government shutdown only makes that worse.
It means that thousands of cases across the country are being canceled on a daily basis. And as you know, we have well over 800,000 pending cases for just a little bit shy of 400 judges. So the impact with every day that's missed becomes much more pronounced when we return and have to address that.
And of course, the shutdown means a longer wait for people who have business before America's immigration courts, including those petitioning for asylum. And there's a chance their cases might even be moved to the back of the wait line when the government does reopen as a way to deal with scheduling gridlock. Outside of the courthouse, people who've come for their scheduled court dates linger after being turned away in the lobby. Vicky Guzman is from El Salvador and has legal status here, but she's trying to get asylum for her teenage daughter because of violence in her native country. They've waited a year for this court date.
Pues yo esperando la corte y la cancelaron.
I'm waiting for the court and they cancel it. But I am hoping for something better for my daughter, so she can study here and do more with her life. I don't want her to suffer the way that I suffered. We ask the president to please open the court so my daughter and the other parents with family can come to court.
As for Judge Tabador, she notes the irony that a standoff over building a border wall to keep undocumented people out has paralyzed a court system that's essential to deporting people who are unlawfully in the U.S. And like other federal employees, Tabador is worried about the financial bite of the shutdown.
We just missed our first paycheck that we were supposed to have, so obviously, now I'm living off of savings. I'm frankly really worried about our support staff. There are, I'm sure, some who are perhaps living paycheck to paycheck, that missing one paycheck is going to have a tremendous impact on them. And so there is this anxiety and stress associated with missing your paycheck and not knowing when the next paycheck is going to be there.
And I guess that puts you as a U.S. immigration judge in the same boat in very fundamental ways as tens of thousands of other employees of the U.S. government.
Absolutely. We are slightly more fortunate because as immigration judges, we do have a higher salary than other employees. But in comparison to our private sector counterparts, we make a fraction of what we our earning potential is. And so, yes, we're all in it together. We're all in this sinking boat together.
For the world, Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.